Hello guys, my name's David from the Manchester Shoeshine Company. This is our first episode of our new podcast series. Just letting you know what it's like being a shoeshine in one of today's modern cities with new work practices and technology. Even though we still use a 19th century trade, we all have to get with the times and stuff like that, websites and social media and stuff like that. So I thought like we'd start a podcast just to give you a rough idea of like where the shoeshine world is at the moment. There's about seven or eight shoeshiners in the UK at the moment, a rough guess. We all know each other via social media. We're all connected and stuff like that. We all get on. We're all on friendly terms. We all run our own businesses. There's no real competition as such because we all do this because of our love of shining shoes, really. I'm not too sure you would do it unless you love doing it. So we thought we'd start a podcast. We hadn't heard a podcast on shoe shining before, so we thought, you know what, we'd do it. And when I say we, the Manchester Shoeshine Company is like run by me and my lovely wife Teresa. Teresa does the networking and the social media side of it, while I'm out and about around the city centre working away. We're based in the five-star Lowry Hotel, so our standards are quite high. What else can I tell you about? Okay, so shoe shining. It's 25% shoe polishing and 75% storytelling. People sit in our chairs week after week or month after month. We get to know the people. We have the same clients as we had when we first started, which is nearly 5 years ago now. But attitudes towards shoe shining, because it's such an old tradition, are very, very mixed. Most people are very grateful for us, they treat us very, very well, and pay us quite well as well on some occasions. Others are not so much. They think we're a lowly profession. A couple of examples. When I first started, there was a Stockport train station down in the subway, absolutely freezing down there. Anyway, I was sitting in my chair reading the paper, morning paper. A group of school children came in, probably about 9 or 10 years of age, probably about 20, 25 of them, had all their teachers around them. One little lad was just stood there looking at me. Teacher came over, grabbed him by the scruff of the neck, pulled him away, and said, like, listen, if you don't hand in your homework, or like study hard at school, that's how you'll end up. Hey, can you believe that? This is the 21st century. Can you believe that? I'm probably more educated than that woman, to be fair. I won't go into that. But people with the attitude like that, they're teaching the ne our next generation. And that's frightening to me that people have this power that they can pass over their attitudes onto the next generation without any, it's, guys, it's just wrong. They're like dinosaurs, these people. What else? Like other things that happen along them similar lines. Like we do a lot of office visits around the city centre, where we go into offices and we like shine shoes and we get to know these offices. We've been going to the same offices now for a number of years, but always on the lookout for new offices. One guy on one of my connections on LinkedIn said, like, Dave, we have an event space here that clients use for special events. We'd love to use you and your services. Is it possible? See, that's another office visit booking coming in. Great stuff, guys. Thank you. So he asked us, can you accommodate us with this sort of thing? I said, yeah, I can like put a chair up there. And anytime you get an event, give me a call. I'll come along and like I'll polish shoes and we do a set fee for the evening and stuff like that. He said, brilliant. He said, any chance you could like pop in, make an appointment to come in and see me, and we'll have a coffee and a chat and we'll get this ball rolling. I said, yeah. Anyway, a couple of weeks later, I just happened to be passing his office, very nice offices, and I popped in saw the guy on the reception, said, yeah, can I make an appointment to see so-and-so? And he said, yeah, can I take your name? And I said, like, oh, yeah, no, I'm David from the Manchester Shoe Shine Company. Straight away, his face dropped, attitude changed. I don't think we've got anyone by that name here. And I said, oh, yeah. He said, oh, do you know what department he's in? I said, yeah, he's the partner or the director. I said, he's actually in New York at the moment, but he sent me a message, asked me to come in to make an appointment. And he said, anyway, he got the secretary down. The secretary said, like, she couldn't make an appointment because she didn't know when he would be free or available. Strange that, being a secretary, you'd think that she'd know that. Anyway, I sort of thought, oh, you know, like, yeah, basically, stuff you. can you just let him know that I popped in and he can contact me, you know, by the messaging? And they said, oh, you have a message from him saying that asking you to come in. I said, oh, yeah. They said, well, can we see it? And I said, no. Like, who do you think you are? You know, these people are like these like gatekeeping people. They're like doctors, receptionists. They need to be like, oh, I mean, I don't know. You can't change these people's attitudes. You just need to avoid them. And luckily, through things like LinkedIn and social media, you can jump. You can jump from like, from where you are to meet the owner of the business, and you can have, like, you know, actual chats and conversations with people that can forward your career or help your business or just become friends. You know, it's no, you know, we can all do that now. These people don't like that, and that's the way, you know, things are. I remember, like, our base, and there was a young football star that was going to be signing for one of the teams here in Manchester, and he was there with his agent, and he was waiting for the team people to turn up to discuss, you know, negotiations and things like that. So, anyway, the chairman walks in with his entourage of advisors and scouts and, you know, whoever they have. Just as he sat down and the conversation was just about to start, he caught sight of me. And there's just a small divide between me and the bar. And so he got up from his chair, came back round, and he said, oh, David, said, I'm really sorry. I forgot to drop my shoes off last week. Can you still do them this week for me? You know, like, I really need them doing. And I said, yeah, of course you can. No, you know, it's not a problem. And he said, oh, you know, that's great. Thanks very much. He shook my hand. We had a few pleasantries and he went back. Made him have a smile on his face, put a smile on my face. And now he might have been doing this for like a psychological advantage of the negotiations that he was just coming up to. I would like to think that it was more showing a bit of respect to somebody who works for him. I don't know. I'll leave that to you, you know, how you would feel about that. I think, like, you know, like, because we had the same people, you know, like, sitting in our chair for, like, we've been going nearly 5 years now, and the same people, like, you know, they come back week in, week out, or month in, month out, or hire us for events. Or, you know, they send their shoes over to the our base, and we do them, and then they send someone over, or they come round and pick them up themselves. You know, it's totally up to them. They're the customer. You know, we try to accommodate everybody like that. But I think, like, you know, when people sit in my chair, it doesn't matter who they are, whether they're the chairman of like a huge football club or a partner of a huge international corporate thing, or they're one of the bar staff from, you know, the bar at the base there, or, you know, they work in the kitchens, or they're a driver, or, you know, whatever. They still get the same shine. You know, there's no difference. If they can leave my chair with shiny shoes and a smile on their face, like, I've succeeded, I've won. That's my idea of success. You know, it's these people's idea of success is like, you know, title and how much money you earn. Mine, you know, is, you know, like I said, you know, completely different. Mine is like, you know, be who you are, and how do you make people feel? So, yeah, that's a quick rough outline of you know, like the business as it is at the moment. We have some fantastic clients. All of our clients are good. We have worked for four people that it hasn't worked out for, and for whatever reason, but we're still on the good terms with most of them. It's just we tend to, how can I put it, really, we tend to work for nice people. Now obviously we don't know they're nice people or not until we've worked for them, but once we've worked for them, like if we see them, you know, treating their staff badly or something like that, I'll never work for them again. Simple as that. You don't need to be nasty in business. You can be nice in business and you know still make a living, you know. And so that's what we, you know, try and base our principles on. And we stick to them principles. Some of the other, a couple of other little things you might want to know. We don't drop our prices, just in case you're asking. Yeah, we don't do that. The only thing that changes about our prices is that they go up. Simple as that. You know, these people that put on these like big sales, you know, I don't know, think like, you know, this laptop was £500 last week and this week it's only 350, but you have to get it by, you know, next Thursday. I mean, please, we all know, don't we? We're all adults here, we're all intelligent. If they were selling them at £500, they'd still be selling them at £500. It's because they can't sell it. We can sell shoe shines. Everybody likes a shoe shine. For many reasons. I would say, if you to sum up the use of a shoe shine, it's grateful. You know, like we have people that like send shoes over to us because they don't have the time to do it. They're grateful for what we do. We have people that turn up to go into a restaurant that night, and they're with their good lady wife, and their shoes have got a bit dirty, you know, coming through the city centre. They're grateful that we're there and we can, like, you know, polish them up a bit. Other people you know, going to a meeting and they forgot to pack some shoe polish with them. They're grateful that we're there. So, you know, we're providing a good service and we think it's a good price that we charge. So some of the things we'll be talking in future episodes are, you know, just like the, you know, some of the people we sit down, some of the stories we hear. We never mention names or companies. It's the thing that we decided when we first started the business. It's that, you know, we won't, excuse me, we won't do things like that. We just sort of say, you know, what we do. We don't need to mention who we do. Hopefully you found this a little bit interesting. This is just a little snippet, probably a bit moany, but if you know me, I very rarely moan. I'm a very positive guy. You have to be shoe shining. It gives me and my wife a real buzz that we run this business. Every morning we wake up and we sort of think, like, wow, you know, like, what's going to happen today? Who's going to sit in the chair today? Who, you know, what story are we going to hear today? You know, where will we be at the end of the day? You know what I mean? It's like, that's why we do it, for that buzz. And hopefully you can come along with us on the journey. And we'll probably do one or two podcasts a week. And give you a bit more in depth. I thought this one would just give you a quick rundown of, like, what it's sort of like. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for listening in, and hopefully catch you very soon. Bye.